From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we begin this hour with the News Corp phone hacking scandal now roiling Britain. A former reporter for the News of the World who turned whistleblower is dead today. Police say there is no suspicion of foul play. Also, two top British police officials resigned today, and as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the crisis has cast a bright light on the problematic relationship between News Corp and the police.
Another day, another half dozen headlines.
As the House will know, last night Sir Paul Stevenson resigned as Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police.
That was British Home Secretary Theresa May speaking just this morning in Parliament. The Metropolitan Police is commonly known as Scotland Yard. Oh, May said something else.
Within the last couple of hours, Assistant Commissioner John Yates has also resigned.
Executives at News Corp's British newspaper division have been resigning at a rapid clip. Three former News of the World editors have been arrested. But the toll at Scotland Yard is also severe. And that's the result of what is actually a twofold police scandal. The first, it appears that journalists from Rupert Murdoch's tabloid News of the World routinely slipped cash to police for leads on stories.
It was almost industry standard.
Paul McMullen is former features editor for the News of the World.
A few times I was put on stories that came from police force employees. Sorry, they weren't employees. Coppers that we paid for good information.
Among his scoops, the late British actor Denham Elliott's daughter, once flush with cash, became addicted to drugs and was found begging for money in a London tube stop. McMullen says he was tipped off by a police officer.
It's one of the few stories I have regrets about, because instead of helping her, he sold, he told us. And he was paid, and then I went and chatted to her and did the story. And the tragedy is, a few years later, she actually killed herself. So, I mean, that's something I feel guilty about.
This was repeated in the memorable phrase of former Prime Minister Gordon Brown on an industrial scale. Time and again, it is now alleged, police officers were paid for phone data and other confidential information, including the movements of Queen Elizabeth. But this leads us to the other half of the police scandal, the coziness between top police officials and Murdoch's executives. The first serious investigation of News of the World hacking was triggered by complaints from Princes William and Harry in 2006. The paper's royals editors and a private investigator went to jail, but the investigation stopped there. The police official who oversaw that investigation, Andrew Heyman, was also attending pricey meals with British News Corp executives. Last week, members of Parliament bluntly questioned Heyman.
Mr. Heyman, while a police officer, did you ever receive payment from any news organisation?
Good God, absolutely not. I can't believe you suggested that.
Lots of people did.
Well, come on, I'm not letting you get away with that.
Heyman left in 2007 and became a paid columnist for Murdoch's Times of London. Roy Greenslade is a former assistant editor of The Sun, a sister tabloid. He says reporters and police fraternized over a drink in his day, but real money never changed hands.
If you think that senior policemen who were supposed to be investigating the News of the World were also enjoying dinners and meals with executives from the News of the World, you'd have to say that that is a corrupt or corrupting practice, even if, and this beggars belief, that when they sat down for the hours at that meal, they never once referred to the inquiry.
In 2009, after The Guardian exposed dozens of other instances of voicemail hacking, then Assistant Commissioner Yates decided no further investigation was needed. His review lasted less than a day. Last week, former News of the World deputy editor Neil Wallace was arrested in the scandal, and Scotland Yard was forced to admit it had paid him as a PR consultant while police were attempting to discredit The Guardian's exposés. Wallace's daughter also has a job on the force. Police and press, as close as nesting dolls. David Folkenflik, NPR News.